Chapter 9, Forcible Entry. Welcome. Tansy. Essentials of Firefighting. Chapter Objectives. Describe the basic principles of forcible entry. Describe forcible entry tools. Explain considerations for forcible entry tool safety. Explain how to carry forcible entry tools. Describe how to clean and maintain forcible entry tools. Describe methods of forcing entry through doors. Describe methods for forcing entry through windows. Describe methods for breaching walls. Skill Sheet 9-1, Clean, Inspect, and Maintain Hand Tools and Equipment. Skill Sheet 9-2, Force Entry Through an Inward Swinging Door. Skill Sheet 9-3, Force Entry Through an Outward Swinging Door. Skill Sheet 9-4, Force Entry Through a Door Lock. Skill Sheet 9-5, Force Entry Through a Padlock. Skill Sheet 9-6, Force Entry Through a Window. Skill Sheet 9-7, Force Entry Through a Wood-Framed Wall, Type 5 Construction. Skill Sheet 9-8, Breach a Masonry Wall with Hand Tools. Skill Sheet 9-9, Breach a Metal Wall with a Rotary Saw. Gaining access to a structure can require firefighters to force locks, doors, windows, or other barriers. The sooner that entry can be made, the faster firefighters can control the emergency. Forcible entry requires knowledge of building construction, fire behavior, and property conservation. To gain entry, firefighters must use the correct location and the proper technique. Effective size-up and situational awareness are essential during forcible entry. The many tools used for structural forcible entry operations are identified in this chapter, as well as their proper use, care, and maintenance. Also described are the characteristics of various types of barriers that firefighters may face to gain access to buildings during fires or other emergencies. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Describe the basic principles of forcible entry. Basic principles of forcible entry. Forcible entry refers to the techniques used to gain access into a compartment, structure, facility, or site when the normal means of entry is locked or blocked. Forcible entry techniques do minimal damage to the structure or structural components and provide quick access to the emergency. Do not use forcible entry when normal means of access are available. These techniques can also be applied to vehicles, aircraft, railway passenger cars, ships. The incident commander, IC, or your supervisor will determine where to force entry based upon the following factors. Tactics that must be fulfilled. Stage of the fire. Location of the fire or hazard. Effect on ventilation. Effort required to force entry. Note, wait to be ordered to force entry before doing so. It may be easier to force a basement window to apply water on a fire than to force entry through a door and advance a hose line down an interior stairway. The location of an opening that adds fresh air to a ventilation-controlled fire can drastically affect fire behavior. Any entry into a structure is a form of ventilation, allowing an exchange of fresh air and products of combustion. Control doors and windows to limit the amount of fresh air entering the structure, which can intensify the fire. At every door or window, remember to first try before you pry, Figure 9.1. The door or window may be unlocked and can be opened in a normal manner. Look for a lockbox near the main entrance, especially in commercial and industrial occupancies. Figure 9.2. Using a door key or numeric keypad combination from inside a lockbox reduces property damage and may allow quicker entry. Lockbox information may be stored in building pre-incident plans and/or computer-aided dispatch, CAD, data to speed access during incident operations. General considerations for forcible entry. Doors and locks. Construction, direction of opening, inward or outward, type of frame, type of lock, and mounting of the lock. Proper tools. Knowing and using the correct tools needed to do a particular job. Adjusting entry activity based upon available tools. Security barriers could include bars, grills, Lexan windows, and others, require specialized training, tools, and knowledge to force, block escape routes for both firefighters and occupants, may necessitate making multiple openings for entry, figure 9.3. Note, the tools described in this chapter are not intended to be a comprehensive list of all tools that may be available.